I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
It's John T. and Rich. It's time for Missed Connections. We try to connect people. Their paths have crossed. Somebody was like, hey, wait, I want to know you. And it doesn't happen. So you come to us, and usually you go to Peyton for this. And Peyton, what's the setup for this? Who are we talking to?
Zach is calling us, and pretty much he had the hots for somebody when he drove through a drive-thru and, like, cannot find her, cannot get in contact with her. So he's calling us to help him out.
All right. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on?
So drive-thru, huh? Like someone working there, or you were at the drive-thru and they walked in front of you, or you saw them in the restaurant when you drove by the window?
No. They work there. Or at least I thought they worked there. I don't know. That's kind of my situation right now.
Why don't you walk us through what you're talking about?
Yeah. So last week I went to the Starbucks that I always go to, and it seems like they hired a new barista. And dude, I was shocked. I was like shook. I like this girl. She's probably the most beautiful girl that I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't know if just like she was training or if she's a different schedule now. I don't know if like they moved her to a different location. But listen, I have been back to this Starbucks every day to see her, and I haven't seen her. She's not there. So, you know, I'm already seeming like the weird guy. I don't want to seem like the weird guy who hits on her at work or whatever. And so that's why I'm reaching out to you. Maybe I don't seem like such a total creep, you know?
You know, I'm like, I become a regular at this one Starbucks, and I don't know. You said it's been a week, right? So I don't know if every Starbucks is the same, but I tend to get like the same barista every 3 or 4 days. You know, I don't know if that's the way every single one is. Like it's funny, this morning I was just talking about, right? Do you remember what I was saying?
Oh,
about
yeah.
The one barista this morning, mm-hmm. There's this one barista. She overfills my hot coffee. And every time I walk into the radio station, it's spilling out on my hands. It's spilling on my pant legs, on my shoes. Every time. She's so sweet and so nice. And then there's these other barista that every time she sees me, she goes, I got it. I know your order. As soon as she sees me through the drive-thru, right? And there's the other barista who's seen me a million times, but every time she sees me, I have to tell her my whole order. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but anyway, levels to it.
Right, but that's three. And then every once in a while, there's a guy or two guys, so it's almost like 5 days, almost, it seems like, in a rotation. But I don't know, maybe they go mornings, afternoons, middays. You know, today's best music. Overnights, you never know. Anyway.
Yeah, so Zach, are you going at the same time every day, or are you switching it up?
I mean, I've mixed it up a bit, but typically I only have kind of like one, you know, part of my day that I can go, so.
And do you feel like she connected with you, or is it just she's the most beautiful girl you've ever seen? Some offense.
I mean, listen, we made eye contact and I felt something. That
bothers me for you, because that's not going to happen for you.
You never know.
It doesn't seem like it's going to happen for
you. I do wonder, like, if she will remember you, you know, because I'm sure
so
she,
people.
Yeah, she served probably a million people a day.
Oh, my God.
Or she gets hassled all the time, too.
That's a great point. There's no, I mean, unless you're like, you have to be like, I'm the guy in the car with the red flames painted on the side with the horn. You know, I'm the guy with the cowboy hat, and I'm the one that said, you know, I had to, whatever. You know what I mean?
I ordered a coffee. You're not going to remember that.
It's Zach. The guy with the coffee in the drive-thru?
I know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sure. Let's go out. Let's get married. Uh-huh. It's fine.
Was there something distinctive about your interaction that she may remember?
I do ask for extra stuff, you know. I mean, I know everybody has like a weird, complicated Starbucks order, but she seemed kind of frazzled too. So I feel like, you know, there must have been something about me that, you know.
This high maintenance.
But I mean, if we do get them connected, you know what I mean? And she's like, hey, I don't really remember you. They can always exchange social media, and then can go and look. And if they decide they want to hook up then that's cool.
Yeah. That's true. Or he could be like, okay, look, when's the next time you work? I'm coming through drive-thru.
Yeah,
so you remember, I'm the guy from the radio. What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could start that way. Okay, that way it's safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that could be your date. You just keep going through and ordering different things and making small talk as you go through.
How far did you get, Peyton?
So I was talking to Zach. Zach told me the location of his Starbucks, told me the time that he was going, and told me the day. And so I was the weirdo who called the Starbucks asking for the girl at the window. And they ended up telling us who it was. Her name is Taylor. And they gave me her phone number, which I don't know if they should have.
Probably. Well, I mean, they could trust you with the radio show. Yes. I think they know.
So we got her number, and she has no idea we're calling her. So hopefully she picks up.
Okay, Zach. So chill out for a second. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will connect you and Taylor. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Zachary Taylor. Wasn't that one of the kids on
Zachary
Home
Taylor Thomas.
Yep.
Oh, I knew someone in high school named Zachary Taylor, and he was like, gives me the creeps.
Zachary Taylor Thomas was the young Simba, right, in Lion King?
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, that's
Zachary
right.
Taylor. Zachary was his older brother.
Right. Oh, he wasn't in Lion King.
He was not, and I know that right. because Zachary... Jonathan. Well, everyone in my high said I looked like him, which was a bummer. Anyway, here we go, Zach. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Misconnections continues next with John, Jay, and Rich. All right, we're in the middle of Misconnections. We got Zach, who says that he saw the most beautiful woman in the world working the drive-thru at the Starbucks that he goes to. Now, we don't think she's going to remember him, but we're going to get her on the phone. Peyton was able to track her down. We know, I mean, you're 99.9%.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Zach, you ready for us to get on the phone?
I'm so ready.
Okay. Hold on. Let's do it. I mean, I'm assuming you want to ask her out, right? That's what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is Taylor available?
Hi, yes, this is she.
Hi, my name's Peyton. I'm with John, Jay, and Rich. I just wanted to talk to you on the radio real quick, if that's okay.
On the radio? Okay.
Hi, Taylor. Do you work at Starbucks?
Yes.
Okay.
She's like, what?
I'm scared. What's happening?
How long have you worked there?
I've been there a few months. Still kind of new training.
So we are calling you because we have a segment on a show called Misconnections. And it's where, you know, sometimes we have people that want jobs. They come to our show and they say, hey, I drove by this bank and the general manager was really nice. Do you think you can call him and try to help me get a job? Or somebody likes somebody, which is the case of you here. There's somebody, one of your customers has been through the drive-thru a few times. Well, they like you. And they said you haven't been in there in a while. And so they are concerned. Maybe you didn't work there anymore. So they've come to us to see if we can connect you and him. So if you're okay with it, we'd like to bring this guy up and have you guys talk a little bit on the radio. Are you single?
Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm single, but I don't have any idea. Okay. I don't know who this person is.
Right. Because you probably see 1,000 people a day, right?
Yeah. No, I'm a little nervous.
Well, I would be too.
Is there anybody you can think of at all that you go, oh, that guy was cute or no?
I mean, yeah, of course there's cute people that come by, but no one that sticks out that I like had a big connection with or talked to at all or anything.
Okay.
You bitch. You know, I'm so glad you're on the phone right now so I can finally tell you how I'm actually feeling, okay? I honestly didn't think about this until I drove off, okay? You have to have probably the worst customer service I have ever received. And I've been to a lot of Starbucks, I've been at Starbucks a lot, and it is the worst. I was hoping you weren't even back. Now I guess I have to change Starbucks now because I thought they would fire your ass for how bad you were. Okay?
What is happening, Zach? Like,
so
what?
Simple.
This is not what
is
we.
A joke?
Like now, I feel like we need to apologize to Taylor because totally. Like we had no idea that this is where he was going.
Yeah, we wouldn't allow any of that.
No way.
Attack right there.
What is with you, Zach?
Calmly tell us what your problem is, Zach.
No, she is seriously the worst type of people. Okay, I ordered a venti iced white mocha with an extra shot of espresso, okay? An extra shot of espresso, okay? A lot of people get it, okay? It's not that freaking complicated, right? And when I went to get my drink, that you handed me a grande, okay? And just said, oh, here's your iced mocha. I didn't even get an iced mocha. That's it? Like, no white chocolate, okay? And, oh, and this, oh, we're out of ventis, okay? And, oh, and your voice. I'm glad everyone can hear on the radio this annoying gerbil voice, okay?
Well, I hear it, but not from her. Okay.
Zach.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. Is this a joke? Is this for real?
You guys no. And top it all off, I didn't even get my extra espresso shot.
Zach, I feel like you need less espresso.
I need what I order, okay? Everybody should get what they order, okay?
So, Taylor, I apologize for this. Yeah. This was not our intent. But, Zach, so you used our show to chew out a barista?
Yeah.
That's not okay. Right.
That's dumb.
It's super silly.
First of all, your argument's irrelevant. I don't make the drinks. I just took your order and handed you the only thing that we had. I had nothing to do with that. So your anger is in the wrong direction. So you need to chill out and let it go. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, well,
there's
whatever.
Way bigger
I'm going to call your manager, okay?
That's what you should have done. You shouldn't have called us. If you really had that much of an issue, you should have just called the store and complained there. I don't know why you'd want to publicly humiliate this girl.
Hey, whatever. Listen, at least you know what? If you asked me for a coffee order, I would make it correctly, okay? I would hand you the right cup, okay? That's for sure.
Okay, I can't with Zach right now. Again.
Can we kill him?
Zach, are you short? Are you a short man?
Oh, babe.
Because this sounds like a lot like little man syndrome to me. You are feisty.
Tiny man in a big truck?
Yeah, whoa.
This is just like rude. I can't believe, like, I'm
so rude. I'm so sorry, Taylor.
Yeah, don't assault our friend Taylor. She didn't do anything to you.
What do you mean? She didn't do anything. I just told you what she did.
She didn't make the drink, dude. Calm down.
How come you didn't go? Peyton asked you earlier, how come you didn't go to the manager? Why are you doing it on our show?
Because clearly, I mean, I thought that maybe that, you know, they fired her or whatever, but then I heard from somebody else that she was still working there. So, you know, I had to make sure that she knew, because clearly the manager's inept too.
Yeah, I think you need to go somewhere else. Maybe like Dutch it. Brothers or something.
Yeah.
You could have easily just gotten out of your car and said, excuse me, I think there might have been a mistake. I didn't order this, and then they would have made you your right drink, and then you could have been on your way.
I don't have time to get out of my car and tell people how, you know, every single person how to do a simple
but you have
job
time to
that, like,
the radio
you know, anybody
do you have
can do.
Time to do this? I think your priorities are a little out of whack.
Out of whack.
Yes, I agree.
They're not in the rack.
Zach,
they're out of the rack.
Zach, has she messed up your order one time, several times, two times? What?
I mean, one time is enough, okay?
Oh,
one time is
good
enough.
Good God.
So one time she messed up your order and you're trashing her on our show?
I mean, are you kidding me? It was a regular mocha, not a white mocha. No,
no, we get it.
Espresso shot on a grande instead of a venti. I mean, ridiculous.
Okay, so one time she messed up your order?
Yeah, one time, yeah.
And she
I mean,
should be
three
fired?
To five times, I understand. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. Taylor, are you okay? Sorry about that. Didn't mean to ambush you like that. We ambush people all the time, but not like that. Not mean-spirited.
Honestly, that guy is crazy, and everyone can see that he's clearly off the rocker. So
right.
No harm, no foul on my side.
Okay.
Like, whatever.
I started to feel bad.
Yeah. So, Zach, I suggest you go to a different location.
I suggest you start
making
your own.
After I speak to her manager.
I'm like,
I suggest
therapy, maybe. Like,
yeah.
You're tripping.
Yeah, you can call my manager. He can clearly see how crazy you are. So go ahead. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I will. You don't mess with a man's coffee.
No. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you both for going there. Goodbye, Zach. Taylor, let's say goodbye to Zach. Let's talk to Taylor for a second. Taylor, you okay? Sorry about that.
I mean, I'm a little. Oh, I don't even know. I'm a little shaken a bit, but, you know, whatever. I can't let people like that take my peace.
Amen.
Especially after one time. I mean,
that's right. Ridiculous.
It's just the level of anger like that is so crazy.
Breathe.
I just want to drive through Starbucks with Taylor and just give her a crazy tip. I feel so bad.
You know, we all dodged something here. What if she decided, what if it was before the mistake and she decided to go out with him, and then he came back and she messed up the order after she'd been on a date?
Oh, that's a good question.
Grudge.
That's a good thing. Taylor, so do you not want to go out with him?
We need the update. No.
Only if we go to Starbucks as a date.
All right, Taylor, you're awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. You too.
All right, that's Miss Connections with John Jane Rich. I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.